When the new year begins, Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York will have a new executive director. Tamara Dillon, currently the co-director at the Cultural and Arts Venue on Warren Street in Hudson, will succeed Gary Shiro, who has announced his resignation after more than 19 years of transforming the abandoned municipal building into a thriving performance space and cultural center. Tuesday on Midday Magazine, we heard from Gary Shiro. Today, Tamara Dillon talks about the future of Hudson Hall.
It's an exciting time for Hudson Hall, and under Gary's leadership, we've kind of realized a long-held dream of restoring and reopening the performance hall to community use. And I think, you know, the future is exciting, both for Hudson Hall and Hudson and what's happening in upstate in general. But, you know, I think we're interested in, you know, what does a town hall, performance hall mean today in terms of the history of the space, the extremely eclectic variety of events that went up there that happened historically, and, you know, and how do we recreate that in terms of a reflection of Hudson today and the fact that it's become a creative economy, attracting so many artists, entrepreneurs, food, I mean, I take culture in a very broad sense, and I think what we'd like to aspire to being is a town hall that's relevant to the community today.
Gary was mentioning yesterday how it's more than just an arts and cultural center. It's also been an economic generator for the city of Hudson. It went a long way in helping Hudson recover and thrive with the antique stores and the restaurants, etc. Where do you see that, apart from the arts and the culture, that economic generation machine that Hudson Hall apparently has become?
You know, I think we will continue to play that role, and that I think the arts are, you know, proven to attract visitors, both locally and regionally and from beyond, and serve those needs that then have the spillover and knock-on effect of filling restaurants, attracting people for shopping, all leading to job creation. But I think one of the things that Hudson Hall has always done and is probably more vital than ever is we have we do hundreds of free community workshops for youth, as well as people of all ages, in large-scale community events that really help to knit the social fabric of Hudson together. And as Hudson, the city of Hudson, is, you know, is undergoing a phenomenal renaissance, but it's going to be more important than ever to continue to go deeper with these community programs. And one example of that is we will, in this fiscal year, begin to pilot a workforce development program to train people ages 18 to 25 to learn how to work in the theater, become ushers, box office, learn the technology, the health safety rules, interface with the public, and that is, assuming the pilot goes well, and we believe it will, that's something we'd like to, you know, implement on a quarterly basis so that we're continuing to serve the young people in Hudson.
Do you feel at all that you're in competition? There's so many arts venues and cultural spots in this region, from the Berkshires to the Capital District, the Lower Hudson Valley, into Vermont. Is there a sense of competition? Do you feel you have to compete, or is it you just focus on what you're doing in Hudson?
We don't compete, but I take your point. And I mean, obviously, we all compete for funding on some level. But, you know, what's interesting is the other performing arts centers in Hudson, which would namely be the Basilica and Helsinki Hudson, in terms of ticketed performing arts events. What we all do is so incredibly different to each other. I mean, I think in the end we actually complement each other, and that there is truth to the adage of a rising tide floats all boats, and what's happening in Hudson is now spilling over into Catskill, where American Dance Institute, now called Lumberyard, is in the process of relocating, and I think, you know, they'll be attracting upwards of 20 different dance companies, and it's just going to be to everyone's benefit, and it will make Hudson and the region even more of a destination in keeping with other regions like the Berkshires. You can go to Jacob's Pillow, Tanglewood. I mean, you can really make a weekend or a week or even longer.
Tamara Dillon will take over as the executive director of Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York in January.